1077 The Island is your station for real music variety. Sitting here with Lori Lou, see if we can get an answer to her trivia question, which will appear Saturday at Wine, Beer, and Spirits. Good morning. What is your name?
Hey, what's up? It's Ruckus.
What's your name?
Ruckus.
Ruckus?
Yes.
I love that.
Ruckus. Interesting.
Huh.
Ruckus, where are you calling from?
Hastings, Nebraska.
Hastings, Ruckus, Lori has a question for you.
All right. In season 5, the one with the cop, while doing a crossword puzzle, Chandler asked Joey if he knows a 6-letter word for red. What did he say, and what color was it?
If I remember right, it was chartreuse and green.
No.
Oh, no.
No. Wow. That was super loud.
Yes, it was.
Holy.
Ruckus, I didn't mean to blow you away with the X, the wrong button, but no, that's not. Do we give him a second guess?
Well, he's not. I mean, if he doesn't know it, he's not going to know it.
True.
You know? Probably what I thought it was.
So, yeah. Well, should we wait for, see if we get another call or
yeah.
Wait? All right, Ruckus, pay attention when we're done here because I'll give you the right answer.
Ruckus, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Oh, I just hung up. We should have asked him his middle name. What would follow Ruckus?
Ruckus Allen.
There you go.
I don't know.
Good morning, the island. What is your name?
Steve.
Steve, how are you?
Oh,
good, you?
Pretty good. Do you spell it with a V or with a PH?
With a V.
Well, yeah. Of
okay.
course he's a
no,
V.
No, if it was the PH, I would have to hang
now,
up on
his
you.
His voice definitely says V.
Steve, Lori has a question for you.
All right, Steve. While doing a crossword puzzle, Chandler asked Joey if he knows a 6-letter word for red. What did he say? But what color was it?
I believe he said dark red.
Yes, that is correct. And what color was the
I don't know that answer.
Okay. Then that's fine because you got the harder one.
So you cut the shirt in half. Give him half of the shirt.
Oh, and then he has to earn the other half later.
Next week, and then we'll sew it together for you.
Yeah, he said dark red, but the word was actually maroon.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you got the hard part. I just threw that second part in there just to be a little devilish.
Dark red is 7 letters.
Yeah, it's Joey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
That's true. No, that's great. Now, this question will appear at Wine, Beer, and Spirits on Saturday for the TV show Friends theme night. So there's your bonus question.
Yeah.
Does Steve win?
He does win, of course.
Steve, congrats, and thanks for being part of the show.
What size do you want, Steve?
Oh, boy. How about a 2X tall?
I got a 2X, just to make sure, because I just leave a few here, so I want to make sure to have it. So you can stop in
right on.
Anytime. Love hearing new voices. Thanks for calling.
Steve, thanks for listening.
Yeah, you too.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Appreciate
it.
You too. Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
There you have it. Yeah. Lori Lou's schedule is available to you.
Oh, look. The phone's ringing again. I love
on,
it.
On Facebook, GI Trivia.
Yeah.
Do you want to
talk,
just to talk?
I do.
Good morning, the island. I do have to tell you, we have a winner already, but Lori and I are lonely. We wanted to talk.
Yeah. Who are we talking to?
My name's Amy, and I'm out of Greeley.
Oh, look at this. We have all new people.
Put a pin in the map for Greeley.
Yeah.
Check it
we
in.
We need to get that map. We were going to do that. Wow, that was super loud again. Amy, did you know the answer to the question?
I did. It was dark red.
And what color was it supposed to be?
Well, that I don't know exactly.
I see. Yeah. Dark red was what he said. The color was maroon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we already got a winner, but I always just like to answer the phone just to let people know that, I don't know, we're here. We're real. I don't know.
Well, one of us
is. I listen to you guys every morning. So.
Amy, are you ready for tomorrow?
Yeah, my husband and my 11-year-old daughter are going to make the dinner for us.
Oh, wow. And you get to take the day off?
They're going to let her clean.
Yeah, probably.
That kind of is how it works. Somebody else cooks, you clean. You cook, they clean. Yeah.
Somehow I end
up
doing.
At least I have a partner to help with my cleaning.
Right. So.
Somehow I end up doing both every year. I don't know what that's all about, but.
Well, you live alone.
Amy, thank you for listening.
And have no friends.
Yes.
I'm
every
kidding.
Morning.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's one friend.
It's one friend, Amy.
Amy, happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Amy.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yep. Yeah.
Can I just say, teasing me on the outside is one thing. On the air, it's because you live alone. And you're a loser and you have no friends.
I couldn't help it. And it was funny because you had no emotion to that.
The theme song.
And then I felt bad and I immediately apologized.
The theme question is about friends. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
He drinks so much coffee, he has a picture of his coffee mug on his coffee mug. Fran's Man, One Man Party in the Morning. 107.7 The Island.
107.7 The Island. You're stationed for one great song after another. As always, it's been a very fun Wednesday morning.
As always.
As always. Do you think it's ever going to get old?
I would have thought it would have by now if it was going to, because I've been doing this for a couple, 2-3 years.
I know.
I mean, I've been
It's been more than, I want to say, has it been 3, but I know it's more than 2.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because when I was at the Peacock, I would come over, and not as frequently, like once a month, but yeah, it's been a couple, 2-3.
I just wonder if it's ever going to reach a point where you're like, can't believe I have to go in there again, and you just stop doing it. What if it happens to me and I say, I'm not even going to unlock the front door.
Yeah. Well, I would pound on the window right here.
I would close the blinds.
I'd still pound. Let me in. Yeah. And you know, I would. So
no, I think we passed the threshold. I think it's just natural now and we're good.
Yeah. And people know, you know, that we're friends and everything. We've been spotted out in the wild quite a bit. That was funny this weekend when we were at Hobby Lobby, both shopping for projects, and we run into Sam. Remember? That was fun.
But it wasn't the Sam that you know. It was Sam the Butcher from Brady Bunch.
Oh, Sam.
Hey there, Mr. Brady.
Nelson. Was that his last name? I had a trivia question. But are you excited about our field trip today?
Yes. And I'm glad with a tiny bit of convincing, I got you to come along. We're going to go to the Salvation Army today because they're preparing food for their Thanksgiving meal tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm nervous, excited and nervous. I don't know what.
Well,
to...
there's you know, anything like this. I haven't done this. I've done this with other organizations in other markets. I haven't done the Salvation Army before. So there's question marks there. And that creates a tiny bit of, I wouldn't call it outright nervousness, but yeah, I mean.
Yeah. Well, you told me, I said, what are the details? And you said, we'll be deboning turkeys. And I'm like, well, my gosh, if that doesn't scream a good time, I don't know what does.
Now, once in Chicago, I don't even think it was a volunteer position. I was working for a temp agency. It was way before radio. And I got a job at the Virginia Baked Ham Company.
Oh.
And it was assembly line stuff. And they didn't tell me to wear something old. And they didn't give me an apron.
Oh.
So I ruined a pair of tan pants. That turkey juice and ham juice never came out.
Oh. Well, I know. Like today, I'm like, what do I wear? I don't know what to wear.
Well, I'm wondering, I mean, the only time you debone a turkey is after you slice off the big pieces. And then all the stuff that's stuck to the bone, somebody with gloves pulls that off so you can make a turkey salad or a turkey soup out of it.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's our role.
Yeah.
But,
well, who knows? Maybe next Wednesday we'll have to check in and say, they had us cleaning bathrooms or something. I don't know.
Well, anything
you know what? I'm up for anything. Yeah. Any way that we can help.
Exactly.
And I appreciate people come up to me all the time and thank me for the stuff that I do. So I thank you for helping me help other people because I wouldn't have done this otherwise. I didn't really know anything about it.
You know, I've never done a thing like this and had it be bad. It's always fun. The volunteer, the person that's running the the situation usually has the right mentality that, look, they're all volunteers. This isn't work. It shouldn't be work.
Right.
It should be festive. It's a holiday. And
I just really hope that sometime through the morning you do not have a turkey on your head. I could just see you.
No, it's too greasy. No, it's going to be good. And I want to wish you all a very happy, safe, productive, peaceful Thanksgiving. Don't talk politics at the table. You're not going to convince anybody of your way of thinking, and they're not going to convince you.
Right. Politics, religion, or roundabouts. All three.
Well, that's a good one, too.
None. Don't,
I also
don't
read football. Some families lose it
football?
Over football.
Yeah, well,
My feeling is have some respect for the person that made the dinner and whose house is it is at.
Yeah.
Don't take over with an argument. Come on. That's just outrageously selfish.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
There's that.
There's that. So and we'll see. Check our Facebook status later today because I'm sure we'll have a funny picture of some sort.
And if you're interested, Salvation Army tomorrow is offering a Thanksgiving meal. And again, I don't even have the details on that, but I'm sure it's 11 to 1 or 2, right?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
But do something nice for somebody today and every day. Catch Lori Lou GI Trivia this Saturday at Wine, Beer, and Spirits for the TV show Friends theme night. And your random fact to ponder and share. Today is Taiwan On Day. Has nothing to do with drinking. It's a day to celebrate the person that's tying on the apron tomorrow and cooking your Thanksgiving meal. Be respectful. Be thankful. And I guess that's it then.
Well, I guess that's it then.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
I gotta go super bad.
It has to end here.
I'm not gonna stop you. Just go. Get out.
Oh, man. I'm going. That's all it is, too.
Go home. Tomorrow is a new day.
We'll try this again tomorrow.
Goodbye. Thanks for coming. If my party made you sick, tell your friends.
Hanging up now.